All right. So, Mark, why don't you introduce yourself to our viewers?
Sure. My name is Mark Curie. I'm an architect on the platform incubation team here in DPE.
Okay, and so we're here today to talk about?
Tafiti. So Tafiti is a Swahili word, means to do research. We released the Tafiti.com site back in August 23rd. And I did a video on the Evangelism Network. And I said then, if people wrote to me and said, I'd like to release a source code, that we'd do that. Needless to say, we did get those requests. So I reached out to Angus Logan and his team over in Windows Live Apps. They're doing a lot of what they call quick apps, which are some reference applications that people can use to jumpstart themselves on using the live technology.
Of course, we hope everyone knows about the Windows Live quick applications.
Right? Yes. Well, if they don't, they should. So
that's right.
Check out the set now.
dev.live.com/quickapps.
In case you can't tell, this is something Catherine evangelizes. So he's doing some really good work over there, and we said Tafiti would be a really good quick app because it uses Windows Live ID and Live Search. It hooks up to Live Spaces, and he said, you know what, I agree with you, and they got started, and they put together a site, which as of the 18th of December is now live.
And that was yesterday.
Yes.
Yes. Very cool.
So, yeah, actually, it's very cool to see a whole new group of folks using Tafiti, particularly because now we've released the whole source code, released it under the MSPL, so it's shared source, so that means you can take it, you can download it, you can view it, you can mod it, you can sell it, you can do whatever you want. Well, do whatever the license says you can do, but most of what I just said should be covered in there. So you can use it for all your projects. And it's designed in such a way that you can tweak it. And we'll show you in a couple minutes some of the things that we did with the core Tafiti site. Mm-hmm. We did a Halo version. But there's no reason why that couldn't be, you know, a university of whatever version for academics or incorporated into your SharePoint site on your enterprise and hook in your Moss results from search there too. So there's a lot of stuff you can do with it. And then if you're just a Silverlight developer who really doesn't want to do anything with search, you're going to get a ton of Silverlight controls that you can leverage in your own applications as well. And we'll talk all about that, hopefully, I think, in the next few minutes.
Great. So we're going to talk about Tafiti, and we're going to talk about the Tafiti Quick App.
Yes.
And so, you know, do you want to give us, so as an incubation project, how did Tafiti get started? And what were you guys trying to do with Tafiti?
Sure. So we wanted to put together a demo. We were looking towards our GM, Charles Fitzgerald, had an idea. So what about doing a vertical application? Because, you know, search is getting more specific and looking at verticals. And let's do one for research. And let's go ahead and use a Silverlight front-end to provide a really rich experience on top of live search today. Uh-huh. So it was intended as an experiment. And to be honest, we only planned on having it live for maybe a couple of months or so. The response has been really good, so we've had to keep it going. So we're sort of a victim of our own success there. But it's a nice feeling, and we're glad everyone likes it. And we're really looking forward to what people are going to do with the source now that they have it.
So, okay. So maybe we would start off by taking a look at the Tafiti site and do a test run, and then maybe we can go back and look at the source.
Sounds good.
Okay. So I'm not a video expert, as most people will probably see soon. So I want to zoom into the screen so that we can see a little bit better. Okay. So here we are at, what's the site name? What's the URL?
So we're on the hosted version of the source code. So that's at tafiti.mslivelabs.com.
Okay, so this is the actual quick application itself then?
Right.
Okay.
So this is running on all the source code that you'll see in the Windows Live Quick App is running here on our Live Labs location. So there are really only two major differences between the tafiti.com site and the Tafiti Quick App. The first one is just the logo. So you can see that the logo here is a little bit different, and that's primarily from a branding perspective. So if you wanted to go ahead and put this up with the current branding on your site, you could, where with the original brand, that's, you know, sort of a Microsoft property.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else so far looks the same. You can see here that I'm signed out. So first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to sign in.
With Windows Live ID, you see?
Yes, I'm using Windows Live ID, and one of the things that the Quick App does is it uses the WebAuth.
Okay.
Which is much easier to implement than RPS, which is more for industrial strength sites.
Okay. So this is the Windows Live ID Web Authentication SDK that was released in August.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that's exactly what it was. And it's you can see now that I'm signed in. It says sign out, but we'll stay signed in for now.
Okay.
And I'll go ahead and pretend we're doing a search on the Great Wall of China. And I should point out that I did sign in to use some specific functionality.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't actually need to use Live ID if you don't want to. So
okay.
You can use it without Live ID. So what you can see here is we have a carousel. It's actually one of the controls that's available as part of the source. And it represents different categories of information that are available via the SOAP API that's provided by Microsoft. So you can see here we've got a list of results. Looks somewhat familiar to what you'd see on a standard live.com result, you can see what category we're in. There's a tree view, which I'll show you in a minute. And if I wanted to, I could filter the results. And we'll look at that in a moment as well. But what's nice here is we have this concept of what's called a shelf. So I can drag and drop things over here, and I can give this shelf a name. So I'll just call it Great Wall. And we'll get back to that in a second. What we'll do now is we'll click on the image icon.
Which one was that? Can you do that again so we can get that here? The image icon. Okay.
Yep.
So the one with the image there. Okay.
And what we've got is, initially, you know, the web results look very similar to what you'd see on a standard web page. But each one of these icons that we're going to click on shows a different visualization of data inside of Silverlight. So here you can see that this is a set of images. So we use something very similar to what you see on live.com.
Okay, so you're dragging that to the shelf again?
Yeah, so we're going to add that to the shelf. So that's an important thing to point out, because you can now take search results of different types and aggregate them in the same place.
Mm-hmm.
We have a news view. And you get this view, which is the, you know, the newspaper rendering of information. Nothing really relevant to our Great Live Search, but for the sake of the demo, we'll go ahead and drag that over here. And then we also have a feed search. And here we'll take some comments on a Great Wall history blog. Now, the last thing we have here is phones. Now, there is no listed number for the Great Wall of China
okay,
right now.
Okay, let me follow you here. So we have a blank search result page, okay?
Because there really isn't, we don't have a phone number for the Great Wall of China. So what we're going to do is, initially I was going to do the demo with John Smith, but then I figured all the people that go to Channel 9 might actually call John.
Right,
and we
right.
would want to show his address. So I'm going to pick a public place. We'll do Redmond Town Center, which is a mall near the Microsoft campus. And it starts a new search. We'll go and click on the phone book. You can see that there are a number of results here. Now, this is a new feature. This wasn't on the Tafiti.com site. It's one of the things that Angus and his team put in there, and I think is really cool. Because what I can do now is I can click on this. And this is for a dentist. And I can get directions to his office from Live Local. And from every major artery, I can get the fax number, I can get the phone number, the address, the whole nine yards. And it's available. If I wanted to, I could also put it up here. And if you looked at the Marriott, you get similar types of things there. Only Live Local has more information, so you get, you know, the amenities, the hotel rating, the rates, specialties, that sort of thing. So you get to tap into all the stuff that's in Live Local. And again, this is all source code that you can download, mod, use, or put into your own apps. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to go back over here to our shelf. I'm going to show some other functionality that we have. So if you click on the shelf, it brings back a page that contains all the information from all the different types. You can see that our image result is here, our web result is there, this is our news result, and our feed result is here. So I have two things I can do here. I can blog it, and I can post it to my MSN space. So we've got code behind the scenes that you get as part of the source code that will show you how to post it to your MSN space. You can also email it. So you can see that we have a little Silverlight dialog that popped down, and I can send this to
yeah, I'm going to make sure I have that that search info for the Great Wall of China. It'd be nice to go there.
And, yeah, so there we go. So Catherine should be all set for her Great Wall of China trip. And the other thing we've got here is we're stacking our search results. So if I wanted to go back to my previous result, which is the Great Wall of China, I just close that out, and it will show it out there. The other thing we can do is you have the ability to filter results. So if I wanted to just do digital here, because I can see down here, there's a digital art item that says digital art. It'll filter on just those results that contain those keywords. The last thing I'm going to do is I'm going to show you something that's really neat. We worked with a couple of vendors when we did the original Tafiti site, one of them, the group called Section 7, and they did a really nice visualization here. You know, as developers, we talk about trees all the time and showing information in trees. This took it to the literal description. And there's a 3D tree that shows all the results.
This is a search tree.
Yeah, exactly. And here you can hover over them and you'll get the links that are there. If you hover over to the right, you can speed up the tree if you want it to go faster this way or that way. We have a really neat slider control where if I want to zoom in on just the top results, I can do that. If I want to expand the results, I can do that.
And now all that source code is in the Quick App?
Yes.
Oh. So we can actually add these trees to maybe other types of applications or...
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you think about things like social networking and other types of environments, the tree is a natural way to describe it, information and to show information. And I'm really, it's like the entire site. I'm very interested to see what people will do with it. Now, we've gone through most of the site, and I've told you about some of the controls that are in there.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of the things we should talk about now is the skinning of the site.
Okay.
So if you get this, it's very easy to make it look like something else, right? So I was dealing with one of our folks in the field the other day, and he said, you know, Mark, I'd really like to get access to the Tafiti source code. I'm doing a demo for one of these universities in my area. I don't want to say which one, but he said, I'd like to go ahead and do a demo for them. And he'd never seen the source code before. I gave it to him on, a Tuesday night. Wednesday morning, he started working on it. A couple hours later, he sent me a screenshot. So he had the university logo in the background, and he can replace, if you remember, we had the feed search in the demo we just looked at. Well, that's actually using search macros. So, and we're focusing on feeds, but he had it so it was focusing on just the sites that were relevant to the university. So the university sites and things like that. So you can take the source code and you can learn a lot from it as far as how we did it, but you can very easily take it and skin it and make it your own and relevant to your own business or your own university or your own group. If you're a gamer, you can have it look just on gamer sites, and we'll take a look at something like that with Halo right now.
Okay, so you're saying this is an example of a skinned site that you actually did yourself, right, or as part of Tafiti?
This is on the Tafiti.com site now, and this was put together primarily. We wanted to do something interesting. We're all gamer fans here on the incubation team and in the DPE, so we wanted to go ahead and do something to sort of celebrate the launch and also show off the fact that you can take the code and skin it. And we said, all right, why don't we start with Halo? There's a gentleman named Tim Adlin in DPE who's just an awesome designer and volunteered to do the graphics for us. So what we did is we swapped out a lot of the graphics. So you can see here the search result is a bit different than what we had before, but I can type, just type Master Chief, who's this character right here, if you don't know Halo that well.
So for those of us who aren't gamers.
Yes, for those of you who aren't gamers, Master Chief is this guy here. You can see that the screen is very different. We've got some graphics that we swapped out. So UNSC is, you know, the military organization that Master Chief is part of. So we have a bullet in here as opposed to the post-it note we had in the other environment. We changed the background colors, so it's sort of dark, like sort of Halo. The results are very much the same, but then we have this right here. So this is tied up to a search macro, and this is a helmet for the Master Chief. And what we've done is we've tied into a lot of the gaming sites that are out there. So you can see here the results here are Joystick and Bungie and Kotaku and a lot of the main gaming sites out there. So what we're doing is a search macro, which lets us do a constrained search on just the sites that are relevant to us. So for this gamer site, or this gamer icon here, we're looking just at those that are related to gaming, but you could do this just for your university. You could do it just for your corporate information or things like that. Or for all the, if you wanted to put it up on your own web server or your own website, you want to have all the websites from your family, right? So if you've got, you know, I'm from a very large Italian family, lots of different websites and whatever from the family, you could bring them all together and search them right in here if you're looking for what was going on with Auntie Carmen that week or that sort of thing.
You set up your own family, you know, personalized search page for your sites.
And it's, the thing is, it's really easy. If you look at this, right, the majority of what's done here is not difficult, and it's outside of the code, right? So we're changing background images, we're changing some of the images on the screen and over here, we're changing the icon there, and then what you do is you change the search macro.
Right.
So it's very straightforward to do. Okay. So if you want to use a Tafiti site as is, it's all up on the Windows Lab Quick App site, which is in CodePlex. Mm-hmm. So that's at www.codeplex.com/WL. Quick Apps, and that's apps with an S.
Yeah, and you can get that from the Quick App site itself. Like, it will point you to both the production site and the CodePlex site, I believe.
Yep.
Yeah.
The other thing I want to do quickly is point out a couple things. So one is that Angus and the team have put together a great doc on as far as doing deployment. So you may say, well, is this going to be really difficult to deploy? It uses Windows Live ID, it uses, you know, Live Search. Short answer is no, it's not hard at all. It's very easy to get up and running with these services, and Angus and the team have done a great job putting out a deployment guide, which I'll pop open now. So it steps through, you know, what the prerequisites are, how to set up your Windows Live account. The other thing that we didn't talk about is that our search results, or our search shelves, the nice thing is that they're stored in a database in the cloud on the site. So if I start off working on this here, and then I go home and I'm working on a different PC, I can pick it up there, and it's stored. It uses my Windows Live ID to correlate my identity so it can pull up the stack for me. And the other thing is we're using Silverlight. So this works great not just on Internet Explorer, which it does very well, IE 6 and 7, Also works on Safari on Windows, also works on Safari 2.0 on the Macintosh, also works on Firefox on the Macintosh as well. And there's a gentleman named Miguel Diacaza who's doing Moonlight, which is a Linux implementation. And when we talked with them, we launched Feedy initially, they were having some success getting it to work. There are still a couple challenges. And I think that's in about 6 months that'll be released. But regardless, you've got coverage on all the major platforms. It's really a great app to run. And there are a number of different controls in there. So what I want to do now is, we've talked about it from a SilverLight, sort of a whole app, all-up app perspective. But what I want to do is talk about a document we're going to be releasing very shortly, which is the design and implementation overview. And the reason why I mention this, because the table of contents is a really good opportunity for me to sort of highlight what, from a SilverLight perspective, what is available in there. So when this is built out, there is a base control class that's there. We have a layer class as well. And we have a number of controls that are available. So we have an image control, a button control, a scroll bar control, a scroll viewer control, a text block control, hyperlink, text edit, label edit, stack panel, flow panel, list view, animate panel, dialog box, and the carousel that I mentioned earlier. Oh, and I forgot the animated image. So there's a fair amount of controls that you could take and repurpose for a number of other projects. So SilverLight 1.0 is great. Its focus is a lot on video right now. So from a control standpoint, a lot of folks are using 1.1. Mm-hmm. You could take this, if you want to use 1.0 today, you could take a lot of this and get started with it as well.
Okay.
Also includes code for managing the shelf, live ID, and that really cool 3D view. We initially started off as a screensaver, but the tree view that we saw, yeah. All that source code is available as well. So we might want to just drop down to the code.
And so this is the actual project itself that is on CodePlex?
Correct.
Okay.
So you can see here that it's very well organized. Again, Angus and the guys have done a great job putting this together and packaging it up. You can see here we've got a create SQL, drop SQL, and the deployment guide are part of the solution items. So that's all part of what you get when you download it. The other thing is that some folks may think, oh, wow, you've got all that stuff in there. Maybe, you know, you must have a lot of source code, and maybe it's really difficult to get up to speed on it. The short answer is no, it's not. It's pretty well organized. From a code perspective, if you drop into the JS folder, all the controls are in a file called controls.js. So you can take that and move it to another project, and you're up and running. You want to know how the search UI works? Search UI.js. How does search work? And this is primarily just about how you put together the search query.
Mm-hmm.
It's all right there. So it's very, very straightforward.
I thought it was interesting. I was taking a look at this because I used it on a webcast I presented yesterday. Yeah. And it was interesting to see how you have the AJAX client and how the search results were then tasked back in a JSON format, and so they can easily be presented in the UI.
Yep.
So that's really great, the whole the architecture that's been put together there on presenting those search results.
Right. I mean, and that's really key, right? So from a SilverLight perspective, this is created as a windowless application. So we tap into both the HTML, you know, for the text box, we leverage that because that works out really well. And it helps us get a text box in there pretty quickly. And then we also do it for some of the search results. If you look at the search results, we're actually building HTML for the items mm-hmm. That are displayed inside of the view.
Mm-hmm. So you can get all the information or the examples for the search is in that search.aspx.
Yes.
Code behind, is that where?
Yeah, and I've got that here.
Let's take a look at that.
To point out a couple things. So one of the things that we do, before we get into the actual code, I want to point out that the way this is done is we have the calls being proxied up from the client to a ASPX page, as Catherine just mentioned. And the nice thing there is that we're focused on doing live search, because that's what we do, right? But we've seen some interest from other people taking this and aggregating with other types of search sources. So if you wanted to build on this, and I saw some emails this morning from folks that wanted to use SharePoint and take SharePoint search results and aggregate them together and put them together with the live search results. So what we do is we take the results from the SOAP API, and then we convert them over to a very standard structure that we pass back to the client, as Catherine mentioned. So what you can do is you can include not just live search, but live search plus Moz, or if you're doing it in the enterprise, you can include things inside of your internal data stores if you wanted to search you have proprietary stores you want to search against, bring them all back in that same UI. So in theory, you could have purchase orders in here, or you know, something. So you could have live search images, purchase orders, or swap these things out interchangeably. And the XAML that we used to put together the actual results we use, and the HTML we use for that, is very straightforward. So it's very easy to adapt it over to different things, and you could add new things on there as well. So we've had some folks looking at the code for other projects, and they've actually added a couple more items to the carousel. So I think there's a lot of stuff you can do there. But let's drill into the code here.
So we're looking at the code for the search. This is for the search part.
Yeah, let's go to SOAP search. Okay. So you pass in the source type. So what type of search are you performing? So am I doing a web search or an image search, that sort of thing? What's the query? And then you can specify what's the first result that you get. So if you imagine if you're searching on something like Microsoft, there are lots of pages on Microsoft. If you wanted to go ahead and do paging, you'd specify first would identify what was the first listing that you wanted to have brought back to you. So it could be number 1 for the first page, 51 for the next page, so on and so forth. And the count is the number that you want to have returned. Okay, so this is all very straightforward. It's using the search results. I should point out one thing here. You know, we're applying the culture here. There's an application ID, so we have a settings wrapper that you can use to reference that back.
Now, if you take this code from from CodePlex,
yeah.
Do you have to go out and get your own app ID and replace that?
Yes.
Okay.
So you do need an app ID. In that deployment guide we looked at on the site, mm-hmm. that actually has screenshots and a full walkthrough on how to go ahead and do that.
Okay. Yeah, and it's a pretty painless process. You instantly just get your app ID.
Yes. I mean, I know because I've done a lot of work with various, you know, third-party APIs. As Catherine mentioned, it's... you know, seconds before you get the thing back. So you can get up and running pretty quickly. The other thing that we do is for the phone book, we plug in a default location of Redmond because that's where we're at here in Microsoft land. But for your own systems, if you were integrating this in with your own data stores where you know about the user, so suppose you're running a gaming site and you know the user from Austin, Texas, or Boston, Massachusetts, you could plug that the values in for the search there, or allow people to provide it for themselves. But for here, for the sake of, you know, because it's just a demo, we're plugging in Redmond there. We call it to the MSN search service, which is our proxy for the service. We package everything up into our request, as you can see is what we're doing there. And we're going to go ahead and send that off to live search. We get a response back. And then we have a routine called create XML search results.
And so if I wanted to aggregate, so say for example I'm aggregating another source here, would I just add my code here to this particular method for integrating those results back with the result set? Or?
So you can do a couple of things. So one is, you can see here we've got a source type web, source type image, source type news, phone book. You could create your own source type, mm-hmm. and if you wanted to handle it on your own, on a different page, like for the Halo page, you go about doing it that way. And then what you do is instead of handing off to the live search result, live search web service, you'd handle it yourself, right? Mm-hmm. And you would do that up front. The other thing you would do is if you wanted to aggregate them together, you'd have the code where you provide multiple sources across, or one source if you wanted to say, here's a common request we had for Tafiti. If you search for news, people had asked for, well, when I search for news, I really want traditional news, you know, print media, that sort of thing. And I also want feeds together. So what you could do is you could have a source type news, and what it does, it will go out and get results for news and get results for feeds and then aggregate them back together. But ultimately what you do is you'd return them you package them up in a live XML search results object.
Okay, hold on a second. Let me zoom in on that so... You can see that, okay.
So you package them up into a live XML search results object, and you pass that back to the client. So live XML search results, let's just go to a definition for that so you can see what it looks like. You can see that we've got, you know, a source, start, total, count, and a document. And count is one, this is an instance of live XML, otherwise it's going to be an array mm-hmm. of results that come back. And from integrating searches, it's very straightforward. There's not much to it beyond that. you know, we do is we skipped over some code up here. But we parse off the so we go ahead and parse in the page load. We go ahead and parse out what's in the query string and call that SOAP search. Mm-hmm. Just so. But it's structured pretty well on that front. From the live ID perspective, that's in there as well. JavaScript, the controls. The approach we take is we've got a lot of dynamic XAML, and then we use create from XAML to add it to the environment. And a lot of stuff is very named like you'd expect it to be. So SJ, I won't tell you what that is, mm-hmm. but those were the initials for our, that was for the code name for the project. We'll probably change that in a future release. But you have image and button. You know, it's very easy to find. And then you can see here we've got various properties and operations that you can have attached to them. From reusing the Silverlight controls again, it's just a matter of taking this file, adding it to your existing Silverlight project, and referencing them. Beyond that, so if you like the 3D view of the tree view, that was initially a screensaver. We have all the source under the screensaver folder. I imagine some folks will do some interesting stuff with that there.
Yeah. That might not be immediately obvious, but it's good to know if you look for the tree under screensaver.
Beyond that, the rest of the structure of the site is there. One thing I did want to offer for the folks on Channel 9 is I'm really excited about the things that people are going to do with this, right? So that's one of the nice things when you get to release stuff to shared source. People do it, things that you never expected, and do some really cool stuff with it. So we have a limited edition of Visa Tafiti t-shirts. We have a couple extra.
Okay.
So for the top five sites that people send to, I'm not sure if they want to send them to as comments to this video or send them to Catherine or myself.
Yeah, we'll set up, so I'll put something in the text so we can set up a place for people to send them to.
Okay. So show me your top five sites and we'll make sure each of you guys get one of these shirts. From a who gets these shirts perspective, we did a really small run, so it's just the guys and gals that worked on the project and evangelized it. So no one else is going to have them. It's a small token to say, hey, you know what, I did something really cool if you did.
And so. for women out there are actually small sizes as well. So
yes, yes.
Stop you.
We went to give Catherine a shirt. She said, oh, you're not going to have one. You're going to have a small for me. I said, actually, we do. You know. So yes, we do have sizes from small to 2XL.
Okay.
So
that'll be great to see what people are doing with this code. It is pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, I was floored the other day when the guy had turned around a new site for a university in 2 hours. Mm-hmm. And it's one of those things, you know, it can be done. When you see someone who hadn't seen the code before just do it, it's great. And I know, you know, seeing what folks in the non-community do anyways, if they took this as a tool and did some crazy stuff, I think it'd be really neat. And I think just as a developer myself, there's a lot of stuff in here that's just really good to get up and running on, say, Silverlight or Live Search, Live ID, Web Auth, that sort of thing. So
when you took all, you have a bunch of technologies that you're using here. You know,
yep.
You've got things from Live, you've got web services, you've got the client side technologies of Silverlight. Is this using ASP.NET Ajax as well?
It is, yeah.
Okay. So what were the big challenges that you had in putting this app together?
So I think the number one challenge is on this was built a long time. It was started to be built before Silverlight was released, and we sort of picked it up off and off. And as you know, for 1.0, controls were not the focus.
Right.
So figuring out, if we're going to do controls, what should they be, and really how should you go about building them in a consistent way?
Mm-hmm.
So that was a challenge, and you know, the Silverlight team was, you know, one of the benefits of working at Microsoft with pre-release stuff is the Silverlight team is someone we could just make a phone call to or stop by their office. And they're just super responsive and excellent. So it was a challenge, but it was a challenge that was met pretty easily because we've got great folks that are working there. We did enhance the API work where we see proxying through to make it a little bit more generic. We have a sort of standard format going back. Mm-hmm. That wasn't a challenge, but it was an architectural change. But
so there was an effort that you did to generalize, to make that more generic or abstracted, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The other thing is it's not just we use multiple technologies. We had a couple of great partners working with us mm-hmm. as well. So the guys over at Jackson Fish Market and over in Sector 7. So we had some, not just our learnings, but the combined learnings of us mm-hmm. and the partners that we worked with on this.
How long did it take you guys to put this together? How long? Well, you said you mentioned it was on and off, I guess.
Yeah, initially we were looking at doing it for a mixed demo.
Mm-hmm.
there are a couple things that, you know, the stars didn't align for that. Went dormant for a little bit, then we picked it up again. All said and done, I put it around 4 months. But keep in mind that we were doing a lot of stuff before Silverlight was released initially.
Right, right.
So there's a lot of, when you're dealing with new technologies, there's just some churn in what's going on there and figuring stuff out. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Well,
and now you can do stuff in 2 hours.
Yeah, so. No, it's great. And it really seems like there's so many things that we can learn from, code that we can reuse, and really help people kind of put the pieces together on how you bring together so many different things to form these great experiences.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's really, so, you know, thanks so much for sharing that with us. And I'm really looking forward to see what folks will do with it. We'll have to make sure they know where to submit their sites to and what the time frame is for getting those great T-shirts.
Sounds great. And just making sure we give credit where credit is due. Angus, Logan, and his team really took this forward for us. You know, we're an incubation team, and they're driving it now. And he's got some interesting stuff in store for it. I don't want to spoil any surprises. But I think there's some, it's great now, and I think there's some great stuff coming too.
And we'll see if we can get Angus on tape and interview him, I should say on disc here, interview Angus regarding what he does in the future with us.